Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Buzz Hub's Movie Taco. Now just give us a moment. That kind of. God, it's so noisy in here. I hate the noise. Why can't we ever have a quiet room to ourselves?
It's so noisy.
Okay, let's begin. Okay, so, while you're there, closing that. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 3.
You just said that.
Yeah, but I have to cut it out. Shush. Hello and welcome to Buzz Hub. No. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Buzz Hub's Movie Taco. This week we tackle new releases, including. This week we tackle new releases, including This Is 40, Wreck-It Ralph, Flight, Django Unchained, Hitchcock, Cloud Atlas, Perks of Being a Wildflower. We discuss the new issue of Movie Taco, which features Iron Man 3, the Buzz Hub 200, and more. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Buzz Hub's Movie Taco. As you probably noticed, it's been quite a while since we released our last episode. That is because we have decided to make the show monthly rather than weekly, because weekly is ridiculous.
Who decided on that?
Me. My show.
So why am I?
No. Anyway, so we're going to have this every month, and we're going to have another new show called The Buzz Room, which is going to be coming out every month as well. But this will be coming out, and then that'll be coming out 2 weeks later. So it'll technically be like having a fortnightly show, because you'll have this, and then 2 weeks later, you'll have that. And that has a lot of movie news, as well as TV, music, books, and more.
Ew, I hate you.
And we will be having weekly episodes of the Jimmy and Luke Show, of course, which we also host. So,
yeah.
Welcome, I'm Luke, I am the senior critic on Buzz Hub, and I'm joined today by...
Sorry, it's me, Jimmy.
And I'm joined today by Jimmy, who is going to help me go through all of these reviews, even though I don't think you've actually seen
any. I have only seen...
And you haven't seen any of them?
No.
Okay. It doesn't matter, we can discuss, you can interview me about them. So we'll start off with This Is 40, so why don't you ask me about This Is 40?
What's the main story behind it?
Well, the main story behind This Is 40 is that it's a sort of spin-off slash sequel to Knocked Up, the Judd Apatow film from 2007, about Pete and Debbie, one of the secondary couples in that film, played by Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd. And this is going when they're both turning 40, and it's showing their life with their kids and how they are facing a midlife crisis. And this is of course Leslie or Judd Apatow, the director. His wife is playing the main woman, and her children and his children are playing her children in the movie. But the father is being played by Paul Rudd, so it's kind of like a family thing. It's a bit weird. And his last film, which was Funny People in 2009, is my 7th favorite film of all time.
What would you rate it?
We'll get into that.
No, we're doing it.
So it was my 7th favorite film of all time. So it would have been incredibly difficult for this to be as good, if not better than that. The same as with The Dark Knight Rises. So this is a very funny, and it's a very enjoyable film. It's not at the amazing heights that Funny People reached, but it's very good, and it deserves a watch. So on the Buzz Hub review, I gave it 4 stars. Which I think is fair enough. So you should go read that full review where I talk more about it. That's available on buzzhub.tk along with all the other film reviews. So next up, we're going to talk about Wreck-It Ralph. You want to ask me about Wreck-It Ralph?
What's the main plot?
The main plot? Well, Ralph is a video game character, and he's fed up with being a bad guy, and he wants to be a good guy. To be a good guy and to win the respect of his... His co-workers in the game that he plays in, he has to get a medal. So he goes across the arcade, going into different games and different worlds to try and get himself a medal. And it features the voice of John C. Reilly as Ralph, and he's hilarious. And Ralph is a really likable character. The story is really original, some very funny jokes, beautiful to look at, nice characters. It's definitely the best animated film of 2012. Now, I haven't seen Rise of the Guardians yet, but of the ones I have seen, which include Brave, Paranorman, Frankenweenie, The Pirates of Egypt with Scientists, Madagascar 3, Ice Age 4, this is by far the best. So It's very good. You should check that out. We gave that 4 stars as well. Next up is Stand Up Guys, which I forgot to put down here, but it's not out here yet, but it's out in the United States, and it stars Christopher Walken, Alan Arkin, Al Pacino. Basically, they're a group of kind of hit men who get back together in their old age and go out and do something. It's enjoyable. It's not fantastic. We gave it 3 stars. So Flight is the new Robert Zemeckis drama starring Denzel Washington. Robert Zemeckis, one of my favorite directors, made Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, Polar Express. Flight is got a great performance from Denzel Washington. It gets a bit tired in places. We gave that 4 stars. I gave most things 4 stars, really. Next up, Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is quite old. It's really not that.
What's that about?
It's about, like, kind of mentally ill teenagers in the 1990s coping with their issues.
Don't look at me like that.
It's decent. I haven't reviewed it on the site yet, but I'm probably going to give it 3 stars. Django Unchained, 5-star movie. Quentin Tarantino is back with tackling slavery, tackling the Ku Klux Klan. It's really fun, it's really loud, it's just excellent. Hitchcock, which is very underrated, getting a lot of bad press, but it's a nice look at the director and his work. We gave that 4 stars. Cloud Atlas, which is a very confused film from the Wachowski siblings who made the Matrix, and it doesn't really know where it's going, but some parts are very enjoyable. We gave that 3 stars, I think. Those are all the reviews that I just rushed through. So, recommended for this month. You should really go check it out. This is 4D Wreck-It Ralph. Django Unchained, if you can still catch it. It's been out for a while. And Hitchcock is very enjoyable. Flight, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Cloud Atlas. So, there's the current issue of Movie Tackle. It's still available for free on the site. You can download it. Lone Ranger is on the cover, and it also has reviews of This Is 40, Wreck-It Ralph, Flight, Stand Up Guys.
So basically, all the reviews belong.
Oh yeah, way long. So you can read all those reviews. It's also got a lovely article that I wrote about Lone Ranger.
When did you start Movie Tackle? I mean, BuzzHub review thingy.
Which
Movie
one?
Tackle, sorry.
The
Movie
magazine?
Tackle. Magazine, yeah.
3 months ago, probably. It comes out every month. You can download it for free. All the old issues.
Have you ever told me about it? Until, like...
It had... I showed you Catching Fire was on the cover last
You showed me.
You should look it up at home.
You showed it to me before the Christmas exam.
Well, anyway, this month it's got... So the Lone Ranger's on the current issue, the new issue, coming out first week of March. Very exciting.
March.
Iron Man 3 is on the cover. We've got a world exclusive written by me. We've also got a big quiz, which superhero are you? A lot of fun. Then we got the BuzzHub Acting 200. This is a list of the 200 best living actors. It's got people from age range is massive. It's got people as young as 12, people as old as 85. 200 actors, just a big long list of names with pictures. You can read it now on BuzzHub. You can get it in the magazine. And we also have an article about the incredible Burt Wonderstone. And there'll probably be The Oz the Great and the Powerful will probably be reviewed in that issue as well, if I've seen it on time. So, what else is there to talk about?
Movies that we would like to make, but sadly cannot make.
Well,
we're not rich enough.
We're going to save most of that for the Buzz Room. So really, Movie Tackle is going to be pretty short, monthly review podcast. We're just going to review things. Next month, we'll be reviewing Oz the Great and Powerful. Probably The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. I might have seen that. Trying to think, what else might I have seen? Mama. You might have seen Mama.
That's the scariest.
And we might have our big summer movie preview. So make sure to catch that. That's going to be out at next month. You can also download episode 2, which still hasn't been released at time of recording, but should be out by now, which has all the big Oscar movies reviewed, like Zero Dark Thirty and Lincoln and Life
and Five. It's behind us.
So thanks for tuning in. See you next time. Make sure to check out the Buzz Room very soon on Buzz.